We're now going to hear from an employer who has a direct stake in this debate. He's Robert Mayfield, and he owns four Dairy Queens and a Wally's Burger Express in the Austin, Texas area. He joins us from member station KUT in Austin. Mr. Mayfield, glad you're here.
Oh, thanks.
Now, let me understand something. You pay your employees slightly more than the minimum wage right now, but you're opposed to a hike in the minimum wage. Help me understand that.
Sure. Our starting pay is between $7 and $7.50 an hour. And we don't, of course, we don't do that because we're just nice guys. We do that because we have to pay at least that in order to attract good help. The labor market bids up an employee's services to whatever the market is. And right now, the market is $7 to, you know, $7.15. When this happens and that's the least you can pay, then the good employees are going to demand a good bit more, and they'll get it.
The people who are advocating this say it actually stimulates the economy. I take you don't buy that.
Well, I've never seen any evidence of that. I don't see how it could possibly help. What it would do, though, is it's not going to help the people that they say they want to help. These people are going to get more money, yeah, but they're not going to be able to have any better standard of living in all likelihood because of the inflation that it will cause.
And you're saying in your case, your employees might make more, but they might not work as many hours.
Yeah, that's a direct detriment of the minimum wage. And what's pretty insidious about it is people that we might have considered hiring, we wouldn't be hiring. If we can replace them by what amounts to automation, be it a call center or in most cases that the fast food restaurants already have is a self-serve drink system in our dining room, that directly replaced one employee that, you know, just didn't get hired because the position is not there.
Mr. Mayfield, thanks so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
That was Robert Mayfield. He owns four Dairy Queens and a Wally's Burger Express in the Austin, Texas area.